Blog Talk Radio. everyone. This is Bonnie Albers with Bonnie Albers on Air. It's Monday, and I love Mondays. I hope I didn't hurt anybody's ears, Susan Z, but I just have to scream on
Monday. Oh, sweetie, mine's been long gone.
Because I'm so excited to be on the airwaves again. And the weekend, well, we were on Saturday with a special show, so it helped. But I will tell you, I can't wait to get into the radio and to talk and chat with everybody. And we have a fabulous show today. I am Bonnie A. I got my co-host Susan Z. And we're rocking Akashic Records with Spirit Communication today. And we are so happy to have anybody who calls and everybody in chat. We love you. So let me give you just a little taste of our show and tell you who we are if you don't already know. I'm Bonnie Albers. I am a RN, an LNC. I'm a legal nurse consultant, which is your LNC. I'm a counselor and I'm a therapist. I specialize in love, romance, relationships, and sexual issues, but my real specialty, the love of my life, is spirit. And, I better not say that because my husband and my kids probably think they're the loves of my life. But next is spirit. I rock spirit.
Oh, he so understands, sweetie.
I want spirit. I talk spirit. Spirit everywhere. And I can be reached, let me tell you, I can be reached Facebook. Please, please Facebook me. Let me know how you like our show, what you want to hear, and if you're getting on. My name on Facebook is Bonnie Mosenter Albers. Just friend me, and I will friend you. You'll get all our shows and when they're coming up. Also, you can like us on Blog Talk. I love everybody who started to follow us. I love our followers. You do get our messages, and we get yours. So if you need to tell us anything or ask us anything, please send us a message on Blog Talk. I finally realized that I had all these messages after 6 months, and now I know how to get them. So please don't hesitate to leave me any type of message. You can also reach me at my email, balbers714@AOL.com. I love you all. I love my co-host, Susan Z. I'm handing the airwaves over to you, girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness. You are in like a total love fest this morning, or this afternoon, I should say. Yes, yes. Oh, my God. Well, I think I opened chat, but I'm not real sure. And it's like I told them that you were having a little bit of trouble getting into chat. So I saw that Kelly, who is our tech expert, came on Skype. So hopefully maybe if I don't have it set up that she can save our ass, as they say.
Kelly is one of our co-hosts. She reads the Atlantic.
I know.
But she's so smart in all the areas that I just have no, you know, I am a princess. I am a queen. I have the queen energy, and I can't rock those computer things. It just boggles my mind, and I can do it, but it takes me so long, and then I'm frustrated. So I came on this morning, and I am not able to put on chat. I don't know. The computer said it was an update. I didn't press anything, but it updated me off the air. So thank goodness I at least could get the board up and see all of you. But thank you, Susan, for trying. And Kelly, if you hear us, put chat on, girlfriend.
They just took my chat off. They updated me and just totally took my chat off. So let's just hope that something good happens out of this. Maybe Kelly's loading it up for us. So, I want to say hi to all our listeners today. It's like we had a great show today. It was kind of a last-minute impromptu. Lots of people showed up. I was late. I was late to my own show, I've been having a couple of those days, and what a week we had last week. I mean, we just kept on like forgetting, and you know, saying okay, yeah, and then we talk and we go, oh my God, I just forgot. So thank you for the patience for all our listeners. And like I said, it was a great show on Saturday, impromptu. And we actually are, Bonnie and I talked about it, we're thinking maybe somewhere in the future of putting on a Saturday show because we had such a great response to it. Everybody's off work. So I'll introduce myself. I'm Susan Z. Rich.
Oh, my goodness. Susan, if you don't start, my tongue is wagging again. You only have a few minutes before I start chatting in or order writing one or the other.
I know. You've got like a timer, like a little egg timer that says quiet, 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 then bing, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I'm going to hurry up and get in an egg timer. So I'm Bonnie Cohort and Metaphysical Fun here, and we do have a lot of fun on there. She looks at it as a metaphysical crime because, you know, she gets so bad on the air, but I look at it as straight fun. I'm a third-generation Akashic medium, and that means that I interpret one soul's journey. I have 18 years' experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant, life coach, holistic therapist. I'm also an emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I'm the author of the published book, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, which I share with Bonnie because she switched channels first and then sent it to me through the ethers so that I could write it. Okay? So for anybody that comes on with a book, that you're just going to have to give in and admit that Bonnie channeled it for you and just cry uncle.
That's right.
That's true.
I love uncle.
So
I got to tell you.
What, sweetie?
You don't look like, honey, you don't look like you've been alive for three generations. So I'm going to tell everybody when you do say it, Susan isn't three generations old. I just had to get that in.
I'm third generation infant. Let's stop.
Okay.
I want to tell everyone that my book is available on Amazon.com. Once again, it's Soul Window, Secrets from the Divine. And basically the book was written to clearly show us how our higher self assists us in our life chapters through divine life coaching. And like Bonnie likes to say all the time, to bridge that gap as we walk in two worlds, the everyday and also our spiritual journey. You can reach me from my website. What's that?
You took my line. I love to say that. So wait a minute. I got to say it. I love this book because it actually bridges the gap between two worlds, the world I walk in and everybody else walks in so far, which is the physical world, and then the other world, which is the spirit realm, which I hope a lot of people walk in. So it actually bridges that gap. I go straddle that fence. I do it every day, every minute, and I love that bridge. So I just had to tell you this is one of the best books that I've channeled. Susan wrote it with such eloquence, and she absolutely put her name on the book, but I will be signing it with her if anybody needs one. But I will tell you it's one of the best books ever written, ever channeled. It so tells you in life what every single solitary stage, even I used it in my regular practice when I lectured in Vegas to PhDs, MDs, life coaches, and counselors. Fabulous book. It's not expensive. You will keep it the rest of your life. You'll probably give it to 100 people like me, and you will actually glean such great information about yourself while you're going through things that I just had to pat myself on the back for actually, you know, downloading it to Susan. So go ahead, Susan.
Yes, bravo. I mean, really. I mean, it's like, you know, if I were known it at the time, and actually when I wrote the book, I didn't know Bonnie. And it's like, but if I would have gotten some kind of heads up, I would have looked you up and said, thank you so much. And maybe you could have helped you write. Yes. So, having said all of that, I will give you some information on how you can reach me for readings or having your Akashic records open. My website is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, W-H-I-T-E-W-I-N-G-S. I am available for email, Skype, and phone readings and Akashic Soul readings. My email address, you can contact me at szrich@aol.com. Now,
well,
Bonnie, you can tell them how they can contact you.
I think I did, but I am going to take our
did
first
you
system because I, yes, I did, honey, absolutely, because that's what first comes out of my mouth usually. But anyway,
oh.
I've got to tell you, we've got a guest coming on. Both of you are named Susan, so I'm so excited. I just want everybody in the audience and everybody listening, all the callers. I don't know Susan. Her and I had an interview because I wanted a pet psychic. I wanted somebody that can bring you what your pets think, what your deceased pets think, and I've been asked by so many people to find one. I found one, and her name is Susan. But the nice thing about Susan is she wanted her Akashic records open. So when you hear this next guest, she is going to be a guest, and she's going to do readings for you from our show on pet. She's going to be the pet psychic, the pet animal guide. She will find your pets. She goes through your pets. She's also a medium, but she goes through the animals, and she's so cool. So I'm going to introduce her to you in just a second. We're going to say hi to Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Bonnie and Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
We are so excited to have you. I think I muted her. Okay, Susan. Hi.
Yeah, hi.
I'm so happy to have you on the air. I want everybody to listen closely to Susan. She is a medium. She's a pet psychic, also medium. She goes through your pets, and she's going to be with us in the next 2 weeks. To look for her, I'm going to feature her on a Thursday. I think it's not this Thursday, but the following Thursday. Call in about your pets, because I did, and, oh, I learned so much. Susan, this is Susan.
Hi.
Hi, Susan. I'm so excited about having you on the show and actually really interested in opening your Akashic records. And
oh, great.
And just raved about you and, you know, just said that you were just fabulous and just liked you so much. And
oh, thanks.
So I always find opening the Akashic records, which is I get to do a lot, and Bonnie gets to also see the spirits around you of the mediums and healers that come on our show, and they are so interesting. Not saying to all you folks out there that that you know, like our housewives and you know our executives and secretaries, administrators,
perfect,
and lawyers and attorneys.
Perfect.
Not that they're not
perfect.
Interested. Yes, they're not interesting, but there's something about the soul records, the Akashic soul records of people that commit to being of spiritual service that, I mean, they come in with some really interesting information. So I really enjoy doing that.
Well,
this
go for
cool.
it, Susan, because I've got to tell you, because Susan and I had like we talked yesterday, I'm going to abstain from doing that because, see, I feel like I told her things. I know things. I would rather, unless a spirit comes, which I already see some animals coming in the forest, but I'm gonna let her have you. So I am going to listen to you, but I, you know, I can't keep my mouth shut for long. So go ahead, honey.
Oh, gee. Yeah, you think? So, okay, Susan. Well, the first thing that we want to, or I want to do, is to ask you your age, because then that tells me what soul window you're in.
Yep, I just turned 50.
Oh, fabulous year, fabulous. The 50 is
than you.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. It's like you're in that cryon return, okay, just starting it. And what that is the biggest soul window that there is. It is when the dreaming soul fully awakens, looks around, and your divine life coaching is like you're in total contact. And it's a redo, reset, clean out, rethink. start new things, end things. It's just a complete, total reevaluation of the script that you wrote for yourself. Sometimes it's about dismantling and building up. Sometimes it's about an explosion of new gifts. Other times it's about looking at what you have built for yourself and going, I'll keep this, but I think this needs to move on. And so it's and especially the 50th year is one of probably the most powerful year in Cryon Return, because it's like that 50 do-over year. That's when the energy is full on, and it's like pushing, and then you make the choices of whatever it is that you're going to do after that. I feel that this particular soul window for you is probably, it started, actually, you've only probably been in it maybe about a year and a half. You were kind of right on time. Your soul window, wow, it's a pretty big one.
Okay.
I'd say this Cryon Return, this last hoorah, okay,
mm-hmm.
Before we kind of go into calmness, is close to about 20 years. I mean, you're going to be rocking, Susan.
I'm going to be old lady.
I love that. I love rocking,
and the reason,
Susan.
And the reason being... Yeah, and the reason when I see big don't touch me, go to Bonnie right now. I will explain why if you don't understand when I say that. Bonnie's our spirit medium, but I am like a little light in the dark for it, and
okay.
They love me, and they go, and they touch, and it's like, I don't do that. I send them to Bonnie.
Okay.
Okay. It's the same thing about being a medical intuitive. When someone says, can you tell me about my health? And I go, oh, no, it's gooey ectoplasm and gooey organs. I don't do either one of those. I send them to the nurse and the spirit, the crazy spirit woman. So
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I love it.
I know, she does. I'll tell you, she loves the work of that goo. So
do.
We have here, yes, you do. So what we have here is, before I even get on to the second and third phase of this, is that what this tells me with this big of a window is that you
mm-hmm.
are a very old soul, okay?
Yeah.
And you've done this a lot, girlfriend. And
yeah.
It's like this is like kind of riding a familiar bike, and don't. Jeez Louise, you've got a ton of spirits. Are you catching these, Bonnie?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah.
Or something for Pete's
sake. Over here. Come on. Well, I have animals all over the place, and I'm just looking at them. It reminds me of Cinderella.
Maybe
that's Cinderella. It is a
I know. I swear to God, it just felt like something just crawled on my lap and nestled in my lap, like a cat or a dog. And I'm like, I can do that. I can do that, Susan.
Okay.
So the next thing I want to ask you is your career, what you've done for a career, you're doing for a career, and what you have done in the past.
My career mostly is a psychic now, but I've been a psychic my whole life. I just never charged anyone, and I only told the people I knew that weren't going to burn me at the stake, so to speak, because I did encounter people from my past that I knew had probably wanted to or had done that to me. So I kind of avoided them.
So did I.
So I would actually... friends with one of them, and that was interesting.
Okay,
but,
so how old were you when your psychic abilities you were aware of and then you started being of service?
My late 30s is when kind of my head really broke open. However, then I realized what I was doing all my life was part of it, but just not on such a grand scale. So I turned 39, it's when it really broke open, and then it just gets bigger and bigger every year.
Okay, and what have you? And what kind of career have you done in terms of like earning salary?
Money.
Or
I did a lot of work with accounting because I like the black and white part of that, because I think the rest of it is, you know, all this other stuff is harder to deal with.
Right.
So if I go to a where I know it's black or white.
That's what I wanted to know. That's the piece I was looking for, the accounting piece.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you why in a moment. Okay, and your gifts?
You mean like what can I see?
Beyond the obvious?
Yeah, I can see, hear, feel everything. So you can give me an object, I can tell you something about it. I can see spirits, hear them, feel them, though it's mostly in my head. But when I do see them, you know, they're always friendly. I don't see anything that comes across as dark. I just said I would not channel anything dark, and the spirits have complied.
Okay.
Me
okay.
too. I don't either. I don't see anything dark either. I'm so excited.
I'm sure. Never.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it just doesn't come.
Right.
What do you like the most about yourself?
I feel that I'm very, very kind. I wasn't always super kind. Not that I was mean, but I didn't realize I could be so kind. So I'm very kind, and I'm very trustworthy, and I will help anybody who needs help. But on the other part of that, I've been extremely ill probably, and I've gained too much weight because I've, you know, like a protection shield sort of, which I need to work on again and realize that I don't need that to protect me.
Oh, yes. That, you know, that's old school, hon. You know, when the belief that, you know, the belief that you have to carry the extra weight in order to ground you, that was in the old energy. In this new paradigm, we don't need that anymore.
Good. I feel like I will lose quite a bit of weight this year. It's unhealthy. I feel cruddy.
Well, the first thing, it's interesting, and it's like, and like I said, you're a very, very old soul. But when I say old soul, I'm going to use ancients, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And part of the ancients. And the tools, which is why I asked about the accounting, okay, why the accounting. Because the tools that you use in this life is, and I hope I can explain this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to give it to you first, and then I'm going to go back and explain it.
Because
I have a real insistent guide here that talks really fast and talks over me, by the way.
It wants me to get to it.
You know, this is not a spirit. This is her master. This is her ancient master that is teaching her. And he's
I'm glittering. Very, I've got him here.
He's very forceful. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to tell him to shut up for a moment. The first thing, I can do that. I'm allowed to do that because he's not my master.
I know, but you know what's so funny?
And if he was, I'd still tell him to shut up, because you can ask Archangel Michael any day. I tell him to shut up all the time. So the first thing that I see is I see geometric figures, okay?
Yes.
Formulas. very, very complicated formulas, all right?
Yeah.
That's your tools, all right?
Okay.
Now, and I'll explain what that means later in a few minutes. Your foundations here, what they're showing me is, it's interesting because they're showing me like old masonry, like stone, big stone masonry, like rock foundations. And what that tells me, Bonnie, you know what? I'm going to mute you out. I'm going to mute you if you just be quiet for a few minutes. It's like, so these stones represent the foundations that you come in, that you're working through. And what this is a solidity, okay? It's very ancient energy. It's very strong. It's very solid. And what that tells me is that your beliefs are not rockable, okay? It's like once you embrace once you grasp something, it is like embedded, and that's it. It doesn't change. Okay,
yeah.
You're here to create a foundation of showing people without doubt. Okay.
Okay.
A foundation to walk on. Right. And it's really, really ancient foundations, but, okay, there's always a but. You know, when we write our life, there's always a but. Right? And what this is that it's all, what you're also working on, and this is why you have such a tough master working with you this time, okay?
Yes.
Because you have the ability to do it all. Okay.
Okay.
And it's like they're like pushing you to a doctorate this time. And this
really?
Particular master, these geometrics, it's like you say that you feel everything. Well,
yes.
What your master is trying to, master teacher is trying to show you is to break it down into like geometric formulas so that you can discern what it is that you're feeling, what is yours and what is theirs, okay?
Okay.
As of right now, you're having a little trouble doing that, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's like you're so open and you're being rewired so quickly that sometimes it's like you almost fold over them in their energy, and it's difficult to say. It's like, okay, what am I feeling? Is it them blended in with me, or is it picking up them?
Right.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Okay. So, no, not yet.
Okay.
So these, not almost, sweetie, almost. So what you're here to do, okay, is that you're absolutely doing it, all right? But these there's a thing about this geometric figures, okay, and the reason why they're giving this to me so strong, and I'm going to tell you, if you're master guide, I'm just going to smack him. It's like what he's trying to say to you is that within the next 3 or 4 years, okay, you're going to start seeing geometric formulas, all right, on people's faces, on their bodies,
okay?
And what those geometric formulas are is that it literally, you will be able to, oh, my God, I've never seen this gift before. This is, like, so cool, Susan, that you will literally be able to interpret their DNA recoding.
DNA. I knew it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
I knew
this
it.
Is so cool.
It's the first thing that came to me. Yeah. It's so cool. I love that. Hey, girlfriend, you need to look at me and see what I mean, because it's all about me anyway. But you've got to be able to look at me and see what my DNA is so that we can change it and make it youthful. Because, see, you know, I'm only 15.
She wants to be DNA'd into Lady Gaga.
Yeah, she told me that,
yeah.
It can't be too hard.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting...
So let me finish this out, and then I'm going to ask you if you have a question, Susan, and then we're going to release the Kraken, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The thing that I'm hearing is that, and I couldn't really tell you what the importance is of being able to tell someone how their DNA has been changed in this new energy, but because it's not time for it yet. Just like I only got the gift of being able to read the Akashic Soul Records probably about 3 years ago, and because of a personal experience that I went through, and it's only been within the last maybe 6 months or so that it has come with real clarity about why I was given the gift. And it's
okay.
And this coding that you're going to be able to see on people, it is about how their DNA is being changed of where they're going in the future. Okay, it has nothing to do. Oh, it has something to do with the past too, about how you're changing, how they are changing the DNA karma of their soul family. Like as you make changes, you change the past karma, the present, and the future, and you will be able to see that so clearly when the time is right. Okay.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. I've never seen that. I've never seen that gift come up ever. The pet speak thing. Basically, that was given to you kind of as a gift. All right, because you made up your mind that I mean you really like people, but you don't understand most of them.
But you need a way to react. You need a way to react.
I don't understand. Yeah, that's correct.
You need a way to relate to them and to animals
don't
everybody likes.
Yeah, you don't understand why they make the choices they make about, you know, why they feel the way they feel. You can give them the information, but you go, what? You know? And the reason that you were given the ability to with a pet psychic is that because animals are much, much more simpler. They are unconditional. They have no complications about them. They know what their job here is to do, who they're here to support, what they're supposed to experience, and it's just very simple. And because you came in with such a complex assignment,
mm-hmm.
it's who you wanted to be your partners in terms of, like, them understanding you, okay, was simplicity. And that's why the animal connection.
Wow, I have so many here. Okay. Hey, is it my turn?
I'm not that's asked Susan. Okay, Susan, you got one shot here. It's like you got any questions. I'm telling you, we're getting ready to release the Kraken.
Oh, my big thing is I always reduce people into numbers. So I'm glad you told me about the DNA thing. It makes more sense to me, and I love geometrics. So this makes me happy.
Yeah. It'll be so cool. I mean, it's
that's great.
Yeah. My spirit guides, they like the movies, and they're showing me, like, a really odd thing. I mean, it has about geometrics on the forehead like that, but they're showing me like that everybody was like numbered to do something, and only this one person could see. It's like, oh my God, you're number 43. Oh my God, you're number 23, and it just like made so much sense to them. So,
well, do you see a number on these? Susan, do you see my number?
I know, I see the number.
Number
three. You get a number
three.
Number one, you're never going to admit to anything else but number one.
Yes.
The number three could easily return to number eight.
What's that?
Oh, I love that.
We can change your number three easily to an eight, and then you're complete.
Cool. Very cool.
All your energy.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay,
Rock.
What number is? Okay, I'm coming. But Susan, what number do you see for Susan? Do you see the same number as mine?
I actually see a number four, but a four can also be changed into an eight because they're, you know, they're derivatives of each other. So we almost make like a block. Like yours will be more swirly, but hers will be more of a block, but the energy will still flow, you know, along
the
line.
Great news is you're absolutely right because she's more steady. She's more sage. She has actually an earth sign in her, and I don't. So I'm more.
No, you
careless.
Don't.
Yeah.
No,
because I'm just like all out there.
Yeah, I'm a grounding sidekick.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
You're yin yang to each other, that's sure.
Oh, I love hearing that. In fact, do you see, I mean, well, anyway, I think we talked about it yesterday anyway. But here, I've got to tell you, because this is the coolest thing. I have so many animals, and what they're showing me is Cinderella, your Cinderella, and all the animals. Do you remember the scene in Cinderella with all the animals coming? You were standing in the middle of the forest, and they just were all coming, the deers, the rabbits. They are just piling. Oh, my goodness.
That's so white. That's not Cinderella. That's Snow White.
Oh, but I know
Snow
what you
White.
Mean, guys.
Snow White.
White.
Yeah. Well, you know, I never know which ones, and I always get things mixed up. But I could see them just all coming towards you. And that the cool news is, and the cool news is they just keep coming and coming and coming. And they're the cutest little animals. And what I feel like with you, because you're standing in the middle of it, is you're lonely. But these fill your heart. So that's exactly kind of what Susan was saying. This is what I wrote down through auto writing is you're alone, but animals give you the love.
Yes.
So
that's true.
You tread light, and then I have you tread lightly on earth. I have a little grandmom here who said that you come down here. It said that you come down here as charity, that you really don't have to come back. That you actually come back to help humanity, and she said you visit here to help, and this little grandmother, she talked you into coming this time because you are you're very, very wise, and you come for others. I also saw Noah's Ark, which is really cool.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, Noah. I saw the animals going two by two by two by two by two by two by two, just going into this ark. And I saw you calling the animals. So, and you were the only one that could get them to come. So I don't know if you were part of that Noah's Ark trip, but you walked, and I also heard, oh my goodness, your guide is right here. And he's telling me you walk with the angels. Okay. He's showing himself as he's an Egyptian god, and it says you were from Ra. Now, I don't know who Ra is, but I'm sure he was an Egyptian god. So they're saying that you walked with Ra, okay?
Nice.
You are here as a teacher, and we sent her to care for the animals here and teach the people why they're here with them. But this is a side job for you. This is way too easy for you, but is what you were here to do. All things are easy for you. You're just much more in your head, but you need to be here. And we will all be able to do this in millenniums, which means that we'll all be able to reconstruct our DNA and see it. But you are the one that came. You're the forerunner of that, and there'll be more like you coming. So that's I can see your guide. He is really old. Oh my God. Well, it's not that he's really old, but he's showing me he's really old. I just can, I can see him. And, it is really cool. And I hope, Susan, that you got some type of, they're here. I hope, and I'm so happy. I hope that you got some type of clarity for why you're here and what you need to do, but they're showing me so much that the reason you picked the animals is because everybody loves something. Everybody loves a cat or a dog, a bird, a fish, a turtle, and that's how you capture the people. That's how you try to relate to the people with the gift that you have. You're kind of ostracized anyway, but not anymore, but you will, you know, but that's what you came down thinking. And so the animals gave you the credibility.
That's nice.
Yeah. So I hope that we helped you out today, and I'm so excited to have you on the show, and you know, you're going to be on next Thursday. Everybody that's listening.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I know.
You're going to be on next Thursday.
Can I take advantage of my position as co-host with Bonnie, and I know you're going to be on our show in 2 weeks, just to ask you one small question about one of my pets?
Yep.
Oh.
Sure, go.
I had four cats, and I lost three of them in the last 2 years because of they had I had to put them to sleep or found them a new home because of life circumstances. I have one old guy that I had 16 years. His name is Yo Da, spelled D-U-H.
Oh.
He's really handsome, not the brightest tanning bald in the tanning bed, but very charming. And he's doing okay. He has very bad arthritis in his back leg. Can you kind of, and I'm getting him steroid shots. Can you give me an idea of, you know, is he okay being here? You know, am I, like, keeping him too long or?
Oh, he's okay being here. He would have left already if he didn't want to be here. In fact, probably pass away. He will have already left his body for maybe an hour or so, and you might be able to see that. But I'm gonna tell you, he's gonna pass away in his sleep. He'll be very contented, and he does say that he will come back if you want him. He will come back within 1 month if you absolutely want his soul back. Otherwise, he's going to send his brother. And this is very common what they do. They find a happy home, and they send their relatives to experience the same type of love. He's not, he says he knows he's old, and he knows that he has some pain, but you're giving him medicine. But when it's his time to go, he will still leave his body. He won't, you can't prolong, let's put it this way, we cannot prolong a soul of an animal as we can a human. They kind of get trapped. Like, they think they have to stay, but he'll leave when it's his time.
Yeah, he's my baby boy. He's like part Siamese, and he's a talker. I mean, and sometimes just, you know, like, what, you know, really? What, you know, what
well,
are you saying?
Wait a minute. I got to tell you something. Besides that, I have to tell you something. Listen, Susan, they can't send any more pet things to me. They can't say I'm a good home because, you know, from last night I told you, for some reason, pets don't survive here. So it's not that I don't love them. They just don't survive. Please don't send your relatives. I've had enough and I don't want any. Even though I like them, I love them, I see them from afar, and I have a dog, I just can't keep them alive, and I try so hard.
Yeah, no, they're,
so please,
they understand that.
Okay, and please don't send me anybody. Can you ask them? Please don't send me anybody else. So,
yeah, no, they're saying that. They're kind of laughing. The rabbit is laughing.
Okay.
The rabbit now is a giant, like a hare, and I think in the Southwest. I think that's where they are, the hares. He's giant. He's just jumping around laughing. He's showing me like the Snow White. He's on his belly laughing, holding his belly.
I love you.
Yes, thank
he's
you
like,
very
yeah,
much.
We know.
And what about my dog I put to sleep, that poor thing? So, you know, I just can't handle it. And the poor guinea pig that died. I mean, I just really can't handle it. So I'm asking all my animals and pets, I loved you, and I want to say the word I loved you to death, but at least I loved you. So
yeah.
Please don't send it.
But they understand.
Yeah, and like, you know, I talk to mine, I tell Daw all the time, you know, you say, well, you're going to come back. Well, you know, Bonnie and I have, you know, some really amazing plans for the future, which will be traveling a lot and moving. And so, you know, like bringing a new animal into my life is like kind of like, I think I'll wait a while. But
you could,
you know,
wait.
I just adore him.
Yeah, he's sending you big bunches of roses, of pink roses, and he's making like a heart sign. As much as you can imagine, he makes the heart sign for you.
Yeah, he sleeps on my chest every night. He drools on me, but he sleeps on my chest. He's
yeah.
Hey, Susan, I've got to tell you, I've got so many people on the board, but Susan, I know your show.
Susan, you were awesome.
Your show's gone a rock, honey. I might need to have
it. Well, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and you know
what
I'm going to be thinking about? Yeah, we can't wait either, and I'm going to tell you, you better start thinking of, if you really have to go to work, what days I got to open the studio for you. So I will see you in 2 weeks. I'll talk to you before then, and we love you, Susan, and we hope this has been a help, and you're a joy, and we love having your energy.
Oh, yes. I love you guys. That was great.
Yes. Thank you for sharing your records with it. It was just wonderful.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm so happy. I've been waiting to do this for a long time.
Oh, we are quite welcome.
And you came to the best, so I'm going to mute you here. I so love Susan's energy. She is going to be helping all of you. You can feel her. She's going to help you out. And now I am going to take 513. 513, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi, 513.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Leslie.
Is this Leslie? Oh,
it's Leslie.
Wait, I got to Hi, Leslie. How
are
you?
Hi, girl. How you doing?
We love light workers, so I can feel you are a big-time light worker, and you are also going to rock this show, girlfriend. So I don't know Leslie, and I haven't even talked to her yet about rocking this show, but I feel the energy the minute she came on, and I'm going to tell you, Leslie, you are welcome on the show. We want you on the show. We love light workers. I've heard so much about you, girlfriend, that I need to see what you got. So I know you're here for us, though, today. Hi, Leslie.
How you guys doing?
Well, we are rocking, and we know that you want your Akashic records open, and we can't wait because you heard Susan say that she loves to open Akashic records of light workers because you never know what we get, and that's too cool. We never know what we get anyway, but we're happy to have you. Leslie, I'll be talking to you.
I am so excited. I'm doing great. A lot of things are moving forward. I think it's a really good time for me to have this done. I think it'll confirm some things that I've been feeling. So I'm really excited. I'm in a good space, and I think the energies have been really wild on the planet for a lot of us anyway. But right now, I think it's a good time just to really have this done. I'm excited. I'm super excited.
Okay, well, Leslie, I'm going to hand you over to the expert, although you know I auto-write because I can't keep my mouth shut, and when I have to, then I have to auto-write because she talks so much. I got to do auto-writing. So, Susan, this is Leslie. Leslie, this is Susan.
Yes, absolutely. And pray tell, if some way or somehow that Bonnie would break her fingers, she'd learn how to write with her feet. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, it's just, you know, communication.
That's okay, Bonnie.
It's not going to happen.
Somebody loves me.
That's
all
right, Bonnie. Bonnie, you get it done.
Thank you.
Thank you, girlfriend.
Okay,
let's
start and see what beautiful information is revealed from your Akashic records. The first thing that I would like to ask you, of course, is your age.
Okay, I am 43. I'll be 44 in July.
Okay. Oh, going into a double digit. Yes, excellent.
Yeah,
double digit. Are always very powerful life years. I mean, it's usually when there's confirmation, new beginnings, a feeling of new vitality, new energy. So they're very, very powerful years. You are looking at the grown-up life. You've left the young girl ways behind. You're looking at the mortality of life, of appreciating the amazing journey. When we're in our 20s and teens, 20s and 30s, basically we are wired to have a sense that life will go on forever. Because then we are willing to take risk. We are willing to make choices and do things that we would never do once we hit this soul window. This particular soul window that you're in is that we think more of like, what is the rest of my life about? There is a time clock that we are looking at, and maybe we're looking at 30, 40, 50 years ahead. All of a sudden we become aware of those years ahead, whereas before it was like they, you know, this is going to be a forever ride. And all of a sudden we get rewired and we begin to realize, wow, we're on a timed mission here. So let's start thinking about making some real strong wisdom choices from this point on. And this is where the window, soul window that you're in at this point. The next thing that I want to ask you is career-wise, what you're doing career-wise and have done in the past.
I know.
Do you know? Everybody knows. Well,
I know.
Okay, you want to tell? Body, tell.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I know she is on. I know she's a psychic. I know she's a medium.
Yes.
I know that she works for the oh gosh, the twins are on there, so I know
ESP.
That you know she, ESP. That's it, ESP, and I love ESP because you know ESP stands for extrasensory perception, and I know you got it, girlfriend. So yeah, that's what she does, Susan. Now, if you ask what she did before, that's where it gets a little tricky because I think she's already always done this. I don't think she's already always charged for it, but I don't think she's hit her gift very often. I think she really came into her gift and never hit it. So go ahead. Hey, Leslie, it's your turn.
I was going to say,
you
Bonnie, are you channeling again here or are you going to let the guest speak?
She hit it right on the head. She's absolutely right, actually.
Yeah,
and it's so funny. Yeah, it's so funny she's talking. You're welcome, Bonnie, that you talked about the past because I kind of was a jack of all trades, and it took a while for all of my gifts to kind of line up in this way to help people, and she's right. I didn't always start out by charging or being like a professional psychic or, you know, having a business. It took a very long time for me to organize myself that way, and I'm just now in the middle of kind of redefining how I use my gifts to help people so that I can be in more of service to others. So, and the first part of my life was more about corporate America. I'm a licensed cosmetologist by trade. I've done quite a few things.
What did you say that you were by trade?
Licensed cosmetologist. Hair.
Okay.
Yes.
That's my
sister. Yes. So that is kind of where I started, and I was in corporate for years and just major ups and downs in my life, and I decided to dig a little deeper into my own spirituality and find out, you know, where I am, where I wanted to be, and what was going on. Just like you said, you know, starting to evaluate things, and I'm right in the cusp of that, thinking of more of, you know, how we're going to ride this thing out versus, you know, the first part. So you're pretty right
on. Are you now in a, what you would say, a professional psychic in entertainment
by? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I do
private parties. Yes, absolutely. I do private parties. I also, like Bonnie said, I work for ESP Psychics, which is a wonderful small company that's based in California, in Los Angeles, and I've been with them since the end of last year. I love it. Wonderful, wonderful people that work for that company. A lot of them have a lot of projects that are going on in other areas. So I also, I've done a couple other Blog Talk Radio shows and things, so I'm kind of getting out a little bit more, able to get some more exposure and hopefully get some traveling done. I'm a single mom, so it's been kind of difficult to do that part, but
right,
I think I'm coming into a time, you know, where I will be able to get out and maybe, you know, mingle a bit, do some shows and see some people and just network. You know, I'm really in that season right now, and I'm excited.
Yeah, well, you're like right at the turning corner of all your gifts really awakening. I mean, in about another 46, 47, they're going to explode on you, and it's about the rewiring time right before the age of 50, and it has to do with letting go of maternal issues, okay? Maternal responsibility. And, and that's usually when it when they get really strong. So you would classify your gifts as are you a mind reader?
I'm not really a mind reader. That's actually that's so funny you said that. That's one of my pet peeves. People that I just mentioned this to someone not too long ago. There's I've heard people reference being able to read the mind, and that's not really
That's not psychic gifts. That's carnival.
Exactly.
That's like, wow, such a great psychic. They knew my name. They knew my dog's name. I think that's mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have big pet peeve. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know. Try not to be so hard on it, dear, because you're going to acquire it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why do I need to see in your head? If I didn't need to see what was in your head, then you know what I mean. It was you wouldn't need me. I don't need to see what's in your head. I don't want you seeing what's in my head. So you know, I get it. I can
be collective mind reading on the subject that you're trying to help them with, and what it will do is that it's going to give you the gift, like I have the gift of being empathic, and so no one can really hide their emotions from me or what they're really feeling about a situation.
Right, I understand that, yeah.
Yeah, but you, basically what that mind-reading gift is going to be is that when they can't verbalize or they can't express in communicating what it is that they're trying to say to you, you'll pick it up in thought process. And you're going to acquire one of these. And one of the reasons why you have such a pet peeve about it is it because you misused it in past lives. Okay. One thing I'm picking up is that you are an awesome carny worker.
Yeah, me too. I have somebody here already.
Big time carny worker. Like, you know, like gypsy carny worker. Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Okay. So what would you say your gifts were?
I have I'm clairsentient. Pretty much all the clairs. Clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaugustine. I mean, you name it, it comes through. I can hear. I can clearly hear spirit. I can see. It just depends. I have also the, you know, it's funny that you mentioned the mind reading part because that's been coming up often. And even though I have this pet peeve with that, I'm starting to notice in my readings, I did a party this past weekend, and there were a couple of people that could not verbalize what they wanted to ask. And I didn't see it as mind reading, but what was really funny, they got exactly what they needed, but the way it came through was very different. And now that I'm thinking back on it, it makes a lot of sense. So I think that gift is starting to come through. Because there are a couple people that could not verbalize to me what they needed or what they wanted. They knew there was a reason why, and so it just kind of, the way that it took off was very different than in some of my readings I've had in the past.
Yeah, so you're starting to see some of it unfold already. And just,
absolutely.
You know, and see, the reason why you have such an immediate judgment of that gift is it because of your past life imprints.
Right, because to me it feels, especially if someone is not asking you, cautious about people's spiritual boundary lines and not crossing that. You know, if someone doesn't want a reading or if they don't, you know, if they have something going on, I just personal, you know, and everyone has free will. So, you know, if you just, you have to be careful with that. I'm very, very cautious about respecting people's boundary lines.
Okay.
And you're probably right. It has something to do with a past life. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, you know, the gift is still there, and you're going to use it in a way with more integrity this time.
Right.
And
yes.
The other gift that you would say in terms of that you feel comfortable with?
Definitely empathic. I'm a medium.
Can you find
mediumship,
my father?
I feel can I see your father? Is that what you said, or can I sense him?
Can you find him?
Say that again.
Can you find my father?
Can I find him? What is your dad's name?
My dad's name is Jerry.
Jerry. How long has he been crossed?
About 6 years, 7 years. He's going on the seventh year. And I'm only telling you, I am also a spirit medium, but I feel him, but I don't always see him. So that's why. I think he's an ascended master.
Yeah, I was just about to say, one of the things I'm getting around him, he has he's in the process of going through an ascension on the other side, if that makes sense. He's kind of being moved to another level. He has a lot of work he's been doing. And it's helping. It's very interesting because the person that was on before I came on, and you made the comment about, the lady that just that you just did the reading for. You made a comment about the others on the other side. I can't remember exactly what it was, but because they're evolving, it is helping the soul family. It's helping the family here. So that's something similar going on with your dad, because there's a lot of people within your family unit that are having a lot of change around them on a spiritual level, not just, you know, on an earthly level, but on a spiritual level, and he's helping out with that process. He will be coming to you, though, next month, because you got a big project coming up around mid-April. So he's going to definitely be kind of bringing his presence a little bit closer to you. I also am getting a really strong feel about, like, I'm smelling coffee really strong. I don't know if...
Because I drink coffee all the time.
Let me tell you what's really funny. He's going to make an appearance while you're having a cup of coffee. I need to tell you that. He's also showing me anywhere from 12 noon to 1 p.m., which is kind of in the time. I'm in Eastern time. So it's kind of around this time, and it's going to be around next month, around April 15th. You need to look out for that. All right? He's also going to do some automatic channeling through you. Have a pen and paper handy. When he comes through, you're going to do this very easily. He has some things he wants to tell you about a couple members in the family. There's one person in particular that is going to be going on for higher learning and education in September, and he wants to pass on some information about that. Do you understand that?
Thank you. Yes, I do. You are wonderful, and I didn't mean to interrupt your reading, which everybody
has. That's okay.
But you know, whenever my dad is around, I can feel spirit, and whenever I always ask about my dad. So thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate it. And I will be calling you, so go ahead, Susan. I am so sorry for ruining your reading, because I didn't expect that. So go ahead, Susan.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, it obviously needed to be said. So, And what are the things that you like most about yourself? I pick up that you're really happy with you, and I like that.
I really am.
You said you weren't going to say anything.
Well,
okay, I'll be quiet, but I have the same thing written down, that she is happy to be happy. Like,
see what I mean? I mean, it's like she's unbridled. Like I'm going to have to put a muzzle on her or something.
But you know what? I have to explain. This is really important, because I know there's someone that's listening to this that will really find this helpful. But you're absolutely right. I think one of the thing that I really like about myself is my ability to be able to have a certain empathy for people, and to have it in a very non-judgmental way, because that opens me up to be able to be of service to other people, but also I'm open for learning whatever it is that I help them with, there's always a message in it for me. So I think to be able to have that ability, I think is one of my bigger assets. And just let me say, too, about the part about loving myself, that has been a very long, treacherous road. I know you all can't. Yeah, you can't see me because this is Blog Talk, but my overall body makeup is I am considered plus size, or you know, a voluptuous, or you know, I have an extra padding. I'm going to keep it very very nice because it's taken a very long time for me to feel comfortable within my own skin and to be happy, not necessarily completely satisfied with things that I need to change on the health level, and I've been working on that, but to accept myself fully, I am in that space. And so I embrace all of me, no matter whether, you know, I'm a 12 or, you know, whether I'm a size 20. I think it's very important that you embrace that, even if you're looking to make severe changes with your weight or, you know, if there's something about yourself health-wise that you want to get a lot
That's
healthier.
Right.
You have to accept yourself where you are. And so that has, and that also helps you when you're putting your gifts out into the world. Because if you're a person that you don't particularly like yourself or you're disgusted with certain things about yourself, that's going to affect the way that you help others and put that gift out. So
absolutely.
You're absolutely right. I traveled
absolutely.
A long road with that.
Yeah, and that definitely was one of your journeys, is to be comfortable in your own skin, and so you know you've worked you worked hard on it, and then basically one day you just went, you know, it ain't all that, sister, you know, and it was gone. So okay,
oh my gosh.
Let's see what we got going on here. It's like you've got a real interesting journey here. The tools that you the tools that you come in here to use, and it's like I'm just going to give them to you, and then I'm going to try to explain them to you. I'm telling you now, right now, I don't want you to explain them because you are very gifted, and you'll probably know what I'm getting ready to say, but you let me explain it to you, okay?
Okay. That's a deal.
Okay. So the first thing that comes up is the tools. That you're using this, and they're showing me magician's hats, they're showing me rabbits being pulled out, they're showing me sparklers, they're showing me wands, and basically what it is that when Bonnie and I think of magical, we think witches and you know the spirit element and everything, but it's different for you. Yeah, Morgana, that's what she thinks is magical. But this is about magical for you, but it's on a different level, and I'll explain that to you in a minute or two. The foundations that you have here, I'm going to say it's an interesting because what they're showing me is empty plates, okay? And what that tells me here is that you come from past lives of starvation, okay? A lack of food but the gift that you had, okay, during these periods of time, this could have been, I mean, this is like serious starvation. I mean, this is when whole towns starved. This is like the Kansas Dust Bowl. This is, the Irish potato famine. This is serious lack of food. And you've done a couple lives like this. This may be also the reason why in this lifetime you chose to enjoy the body that you have. It's like, I'm making up for lost time, honey. But what it is that, and might I say that, you know, when you talk about the extra weight, is that you feel really healthy with that extra weight. I'm not feeling that there's any kind of serious thing going on here, so you're cool with that. But what I'm hearing is that during this period of time, I see children around you, and you tried to make things lighter with humor, with caring, with even when you knew a child was dying, you made magic for them, telling them that, you know, it's like, oh, just wait, you know, when you fall asleep, you'll see this, you know, the sparkles in the air, and everything is just going to be wonderful. And it's like you somehow brought magic to a very terrible time, okay? And I don't know, and I feel like that you might have been a shaman at one point in time, maybe an Indian shaman, where basically you were the caretaker of people passing on, you know?
Uh-huh,
and it's like,
uh-huh.
and you made it, and you made it a magical time for them. You took the fear from them. Okay. Now in this lifetime, that's the foundation. That's the imprints that you come in with, and that's what you're here for. Okay, is that to use your gifts in a magical way to take fear away from people. Because we are, I'm sorry. It's like Bonnie knows why I can't speak. Okay, I'm good. I'm not going there. Okay, it's like this is what you're here for. Is that your gift is that we are in a very fearful time right now. We are in an energetic apocalypse that has been predicted for a long time.
To my heart.
And people, and what you have come here to do is to, with your humor, with your groundedness, with your just the energy of who you are, it's like holding a little girl's hand and say, you know, girlfriend, everything's going to be all right. And that's what you're here for. That's what your journey is.
Yep.
Very cool.
I do that so
very
much.
Very cool, Leslie. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well,
oh my goodness,
I
got goosebumps.
Well, I have to tell you, hey, do I get to talk? I mean, you know, you gave such great information.
One moment. Now, Leslie, do you have any question for me before I release the Kraken?
Well, do you see anything that I need, anything else that I need to know right now regarding using my gift or coming into this this next particular time frame we're coming into with all the changes? Is there anything else that you would need to tell me that I might need to know at this particular juncture with my gift?
What I'm hearing here is that you've got one more modality coming in. Doing now is very substantial, and will be in demand. There's no question about it. Okay, but there's also something else that you're getting ready to open up to within the next. It could be anywhere from this year to 2 years from now. And it might have something to do with that mind reading thing that we're talking about, but it makes you, it's like what I'm hearing is that the gifts that you have now are fabulous, but whatever it is that you're moving into, I hear your clients, your audience are going, ooh, ah, oh, my, like a magician, you know, pulling scarves. And it's like, and it's, there's almost like a sense of like, you know, how did she do that? That's impossible. It's like, how does she know that? And it's coming in with the same imprint. You what?
I know what it is.
Well, honey, share.
Okay, because this is what I'm seeing. You are going to be with the mind and reading the mind. You're going to be telepathic, and what you're going to do is, in an audience, you're going to read somebody's mind who's in the back. And people aren't going to believe it. until it happens to them. And you are going to tell them exactly what they're thinking. And that is going to be so cool for the, oh, my goodness, I've got goosebumps, chills, and everything all over. Telepathic is the new way. Now, you can be telepathic with your friends, but telepathic with an audience so clear is going to be really cool. And that's what very few people have put out there. So that's what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like you're in front of an audience and you're talking to people, and all of a sudden you pick up a thing of like, oh, this is a bunch of crap. And you turn right to that person and you go, crap, my ass. This is the real thing, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, because you know why? That's so funny you're getting that, because I actually am a very I can do that very well, where I can stand in a group, not that telepathic part, but I can stand in front of a large audience and give out, you know, messages like John Edwards or someone like that, very precise. I can go to anyone in the room, but the difference is there are going to be people there, I think you're telling me, that are going to have a certain amount of doubt, and they actually may need to speak up, and because they don't, I'm going to kind of be led to them and give them that information, but I'll be able to maybe shake them a little bit, because I'm going to know the thought that came prior to giving the message. Yes, I got you. That's an extra ooh-ah that goes along with that. Yeah, because I get it a lot, even when I get to do, we call that platform work. So people are already impressed by that, but then you put that extra element on there. Yeah, I can see that. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, you know, Jonathan Edwards, who I know, his mentor, well, I shouldn't say that. I know the person who discovered him. But anyway, when he gives a message, he tells him about what spirit's standing there and what the spirit is saying. You're actually going to be telling the people what they're saying. That's a totally different, I've got so much people. That's going to be such a totally different gift, and it'll be given in a gift a different way. So you're going to see that. Also, I have that you love your gifts. You never had hit it once you had them. And I see the scene from Sherwood Forest. It's so funny. I see this scene from Sherwood Forest, and they're saying that you have fun for the sake of fun. You remember how they robbed the rich to pay the poor? Well, you aren't doing it because you want to really, really give the poor people money, because that was a side, version of Robin Hood, and that was the good version of Robin Hood. But you, even though it had a good version, you loved it for loving it. You loved it. You loved having fun. You loved making people happy. You loved seeing their faces, and you loved excitement. And also, you are ready. There's a man standing here with me. I don't know if your father's in spirit or it's his father. So I usually can say, you're not I don't know who it is, but it's a male. So it's either your father, grandfather, it's on his side. And they are saying that she is like me. And they're handing me carrots. Now, this is weird because it's either a carrot or they're saying the word caveat, which might be that the caveat is this gift coming. Also, it's weird that you say about your weight because they're just handing me, now I don't know if you'll understand this, but they handed me this way before you were telling me that, you know, you've embraced yourself. They're handing me veggies, corn, a huge plate of so I'm really sure what that is. And so it says, so what? We're all like this. So I don't know if your relatives were the same or they felt the same or it was kind of a diet thing. I'm not quite sure, but they're laughing. And what I see is a carny crew. And what the carny crew is saying to me, and I don't mean a carny crew, mean carny crew, or one that's just false, but these are people who were different. Okay, I see the tattooed man, I see the bearded lady, I see all of them there, and they all banded together to be and have a show. And the show was to let people know they're not weird, that they're not different than you and I. They just look different than you and I. And it's weird that, I have somebody here. They're weird that they're showing me this, because what they're saying is that they're saying, we love you. We love having you back. And they're kind of showing me that why you love your crew that you're working with is some of them are those people. So I don't know if you feel that about the I don't know if it's if you feel that about the working people you work with, but they're all around you, and what they're saying is, look to your past. We were there with you, and now we're here with you supporting you now. And where your gift here, oh, my goodness, they're on top of me. The gift, what they're saying is the gift here is different, but we're all the same. And that's why you've banded together with these people, peeps, and that's why you like them. They've been with you before, and then they're your carny people. And So I don't know if you understand that, but that's what they're showing me.
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Can't wait to have you on the show. Cannot wait.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
I am so excited.
Wait. Well, listen, I've got to tell you that I will call you after the show so we can set this up. I have to hope that's okay because I know that all right. Well, we love you, Leslie. We couldn't feel better about you. We know what your gifts are. We know how much you're going to rock the house in our radio show. We also know how you rock the house anywhere you go. So know that you're loved. That no matter how different
you are,
you are
a force, Leslie.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
Oh,
and
thank you, girl. That makes me feel so good.
Well, honey, take a look around because who you're with are the people who have been with you. They all know how different they've all been, and that we come to this life and know that it's a whole lot less different, but it's still different, that we support each other. And look at your crew because they're your buds. So I will call you after the show, and I hope we've helped you in some way.
Oh, absolutely. You girls are just wonderful. And there's some good things coming up for both of you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Leslie.
Bottom of my heart. Yes,
we will talk to you soon, Leslie. Yes.
What'd you say? Say that again.
I said, we're going to talk to you real soon. I'll call you after the show. We'll set up some times and dates, and you and I are going to have a chummy, chummy chat.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much, ladies. I love you.
Love you,
too.
Love
you.
Bye.
Thank you. Oh, I just love her. I love her. We've got to take the next caller. She rocks the house, and she's going to be here. Everyone that's listening in the audience, when she comes and when Susan comes, you will all be taken. These are new faces for us. They are new on our show. You will love them. They're not new in the profession, but you're going to love them. We're taking now 01166. 01166, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
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 Hi. How are you? What's your name?
My name's Angie, and I'm all right. How are you guys doing today?
Angie, we are so good. We're so rocking here. We love everybody. We love the people. We love the show, and we know you do, too, because you've been waiting a very long time.
I have.
So,
well, it's my first time listening to your show, so I was enjoying myself.
Like? Oh, good. We're glad we're entertaining you.
What can we do for you today, Angie?
I have a lot of questions. Am I?
No, I said I am. So
I think I am.
What's your question?
That's fine. I have a lot of questions. Actually, that is part of my question. I was wondering if you could maybe go into my records and see if I'm on the right track of opening up my abilities or if I'm just crazy or what's going on with me.
No, you're just crazy. Okay, on to the next one.
Yeah, you're just crazy. Yeah, no. I'm sorry, Angie. I couldn't help that.
That makes me feel so much better. I'm crazy.
I love that. But I've got to tell you, we will absolutely open your Akashic records, and hopefully that will answer a lot of your questions. And I am going to hand you, because I got to go step out for a second, that I am going to hand you to Susan.
Oh, I know where you're going.
For a second. Oh, keep it quiet, girlfriend. All right, I am going to hand you there, and I will be right back in a second. Susan, she's all yours.
Thank you. Okay, Angie, I'm going to handle this a little differently, okay? I think that I could open your Akashic Records if you want me to. I will. But what I'm hearing is that there's some real specific questions that you have about your gifts that maybe we can just go directly to. So I'm going to give you that choice.
I just want to know, like, how I can open them up, or if I am even supposed to open them up, or what I'm supposed to do, I guess. Like, I'm so confused. It's all new to me. It's all just hit me within the last month. So I guess
okay,
whatever
so
you can
do. Okay, so you're a newbie, a real green.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
How old are you?
I just turned 30 in December.
Oh, bless your heart. Yeah, you're one of those. Okay. Yeah, you're one of the ones that you're just kind of like getting dialed up. Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And it's like the one thing. Tell me what your gifts are.
I think I'm turning into a medium because I can feel my uncle around me all the time. When I was meditating the other night, I got a message from him for his daughter because today's her birthday, and I got happy birthday in my head.
Wow.
And
okay.
I always smell like wood, like a smell of wood, and he always had a stove in his house where he would burn wood, and I smell that all the time. So a lot of it is I think that I'm becoming a medium or something.
Or something.
I love that. I love
okay.
that. It must be something.
Yeah.
Well, I love
you're
something.
Absolutely right. You're and you know, and Bonnie's the spirit medium. I have the ability. I just don't like to deal in goo. So you know, I give them all to her.
I love it.
But
thank you.
Yeah, here's what I'm going to suggest to you, okay, is that you're getting ready to rock, sweetheart. And by the time that you're still young, this is just awakening in you. And and it's like what you're receiving right now is a little teaser, okay?
Yeah,
it's a little
test
for you of like, okay, do you want this or don't you? Okay, and it's like so. What I would suggest that you do is that now, I'm going to give you a heads up. Don't do it like Bonnie, because Bonnie is fearless and has no filters. Okay, what you want to do is don't say, you know, yes, come one, come all. No,
come
no,
on,
you don't want to do that.
Come
okay,
on, come
no,
on.
No. No, no, because you're not built like Bonnie. It's like you don't want people touching you. You don't want people, you know, like waking you up in the middle of the night. You know, it's like you want this with ease and grace, okay?
Yeah, and I don't want anything bad. Like I don't want anything
right.
negative coming
no,
at
no,
me.
No, no, no. You're not built that way. You won't attract anything negative. You don't have the imprint. You have lightness all around you, and you have your heart
yeah.
is real beautiful. So what I'm hearing here is that it looks like that you're probably going to do a dual fold opening, and that's on being able to see and hear spirit, but also on the angelic level too. So what I would suggest for you is that what I suggest to everyone is that open up a line of communication. Set your boundaries of what it is that you're willing to do and what it is that you're willing not to do, okay? Start reading books on angelic mediums. Doreen Virtue is a good one. People that spirit mediumship. And I'm not saying that they're going to teach you anything, but what it will do is it will give you a familiarity about what's getting ready to happen with you. Hang out with other mediums.
I've already started reading books.
Yeah.
I've already started reading books.
Hang out with other mediums. here's what's
hard.
I've been doing this for 20 years. When I decided that when the economy started tanking, and it's like I thought, well, I'm going to
get enough
income.
I was
going to
learn email.
And so what I did is that I said, what's going on? How do you do this? Is it good for you? Is it working? All of that. And they got back with me, and I set up a kind of like a circle. I made friends with other mediums that were doing email readings, and that's what I would suggest for you to do, is to find a way of contacting people with the gifts of that are spirit mediums. This show is a great one. Getting in chat room. God, I mean, we have some
getting
awesome
in the chat
people.
Room. We
chat
have
room.
Awesome.
Yes. And it's like, you know, ask them, form a communication, say, I mean, I just saw in chat room, I had to get off of it because I was getting an echo. But I saw that they were talking about, hey, when did you first start, you know, hearing? I was 15 years old. I was 13. I saw my grandfather, you know, like that.
So this is
going to become, a major, major gift with you. Combination spirit medium and angelic messenger. Okay. Now,
you know,
what you're going to get is still iffy. Okay. Because you've got some samples on it, and give yourself about a couple of years. Get your feet really entrenched in it, and spirit will guide you to tell you exactly what it is that you're going to do with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I have to say something? I'm hearing some big-time echoes. Is there a big-time echo on your side?
I was, too, but I don't hear it anymore. I don't know what that was.
Okay. You know, it could just be the energy of all of us. It could be me. I don't know.
I had to get off of chat because it was just echoing so bad in my ear.
Yeah, I don't have chat on because, remember, my computer didn't do chat. But I have to tell you what I'm seeing for you, I don't know why, because I don't do them, and I don't, you know, always resonate with them. Now, I do love them, and I do them, because somebody told me I should do a daily one, and every time I pick one, I'm like, what? But they're showing me angel cards by Doreen Virtue. You can get them anywhere. There's all different kinds. There's archangel ones. And what they said is go find it, go get the book, and start playing with it, because that brings the higher realms over. So I don't know if you have them or ever thought about them, but there's where you need to start.
I've thought about them, yes, but I don't have them.
Well, go
get them,
girlfriend.
You can order them on app. Yeah, go get them. What are you waiting for?
Yeah. See, I'm going to tell you, it's like this angelic energy that I feel fluttering around you. I mean, it's archangel energy. It's, you know, I mean, you'll get, you know, the lower echelon of angelic guides and spirits and everything. But, I mean, you know, if you're willing, and this is what it's all about, it's free choice. You can have the gift.
I'm already willing and able.
You can say yay or nay. You know, and if you're willing to go for it, I mean, I really feel that they're going to dial you up, sweetheart.
I'm willing.
You know,
like, ever since this all started, all I want to do is open them up and be able to help people. Like, I just have the urge to help people so much lately since this all started.
That's what it's all about, being in service. That's what they call a light worker.
I've also been feeling everyone's pains around me. Like, anytime anyone has a pain and I'm around them, like, I feel it. And I've been feeling other emotions that aren't mine, so I'm open. I guess I'm an empath also. So there's
And you can set boundaries on that, too. What you want to do is that because I'm an empath too, and it's like it can get pretty hairy. And so what you want to do is that you want to be very explicit about all your guides and your higher self. I was like, yeah, I'll use this gift, but you know, don't put me in a supermarket and let me feel everybody's you know stuff. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And remember, you're setting the boundaries. You're setting the boundaries.
Yeah, well,
that's why a lot of people give up on it. Is it because it starts flooding in and it's so overwhelming and they go, I don't want this. I don't want to feel what other people feel, you know? And it's like because they don't realize that they're the ones that's in charge of setting the boundaries of how, when, and why.
Well, when it first hit me, and this was a couple weeks ago, it hit me so strong. I was actually sitting in a blog talk chat room, and some woman, I just started feeling everything she was feeling. Like, I started feeling nervous and scared, and my stomach started getting sick, and I was like, what is this? Like, I knew it wasn't me because there was nothing going on in my life that I should have been feeling this way, and it was her. And ever since then, like, I said, because every night I go to bed, I talk to my uncle, who is pretty much, in my mind, in charge of all of this. When I went to bed that night, I'm like, I'm fine feeling pain as long as it's not that bad, but I don't want to feel everyone's emotions like I felt tonight because that was just too much.
Yeah,
like,
you need to shield yourself. You put yourself, you know, in a bubble of white light. And also sage your house on a regular basis. Anybody that's an empath, you know, my thing is you come home with boogers.
Yeah, oh, and I love those boogers. But I got to tell you something. I hate boogers, but I'll take the goo. But anyway, because the nursing, you know, we've seen it all, boogers, goo, blood, whatever. But I do have to tell you, I really believe they're showing me the cards. And the reason they're showing me the cards is because it's a slow start. It's an angelic start. And you can start reading the cards for your friends, your family, and everybody loves angels. Everybody says, oh, well, I'd love to pull three oracle angel cards for you. You'll very rarely get anybody that says, oh, no, because angels are in every religion, every part of life, everything. Angels rock. So what they're showing you, start with the angel cards and start giving readings.
Well, I have a regular set of tarot cards, and I've been giving readings to my friend. Which him and I are really, really connected. It's really weird. We're nothing but friends. We've never been anything but friends. But every time I do a reading for him, every card comes up, and everything that I say, like, he can pick up straight up on, and, like, it works for him perfectly, and that just boggles my mind. I'm like, I never knew that I could do this. And so I've been doing that with him, and that just, I haven't done it for a couple of days because I haven't really felt that good. So I haven't really picked up my cards, but I've already been giving like tarot card readings off and on to my one friend. So,
well, perfect. But they're showing me angel cards. I don't know why. You don't have to listen, but what they're showing to me is angel cards.
I've been pulled to those cards. Like, I've looked at those cards so many times on Amazon, but I was like, I was thinking those cards would be harder to read, but every time I go to Amazon, like, I'm pulled to look at those cards. I don't know what it is, but I'm always looking at those cards.
Yeah, pull to the deck you really resonate with and buy it because it'll teach you how to read. And it's really, really a lot. Like, if you're giving a reading with angel cards, it's actually on the front of the card, but actually you're really thinking of your impressions. So you can mix them, which always gives you the availability to say, okay, I don't want to read this, so I'll read the front of the card. They're showing me that if you do that, and you'll start doing it for a lot more people, not just your friends, and this is the way to ease in to everybody knowing, and that's what they're showing me. So hopefully you'll go there and you'll I'm seeing some decks for you, and you know, you don't have to just order one. I mean, I know a friend who's a medium. He rocks with five decks, Okay, so you start with one, start with the one you resonate with, and start doing friends, not just one person. Just say, hey, I got these angel cards. Hey, let's do some angel cards. Throw some clear crystals around, and you're going to see some big time people go, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're going
I've been afraid to tell people that this is happening because I've always had the feeling in the back of my mind that people are going to judge me for some reason. So I haven't really thrown it out there to many people.
Thank you.
That's okay because I love talking, Susan. But okay, so just to let you know, what they're telling me is this is the way to break in. Yes, you have much more talents than you are going to show at first, but the way you break mm-hmm. in with people is with the angels. And you resonate with the angels. The angels resonate with you. So the cards will become important to you, and everybody's going to come looking for those angel cards. And you're going to be like, people are going to come to you. But if you do tarot cards, they won't. You'll be doing that in secret. So do yourself a favor.
Okay, well, then I need to go get angel cards.
Yes, yes. I mean, they're showing them to me big time. They're right in front of my face, and I can't tell you even more than that because that's what they're showing me. So
I think 100%, Bonnie, 100%. Yeah. And I missed part of what she told you because I got cut off and I had to call back in. But I know that Bonnie's right on track with those angel cards.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you both
for everything.
We hope that you call back in. We hope you get into chat. The thing about chat is it'll help you. You've been in other people's chats, so you were telling me. We have the best chatters. I love our chatters. They will help you.
Oh, yeah, and they're so willing to help you. I mean, they're wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, so I hope we've helped you, and I'm glad you waited. We always have a great show. We always talk to great people, so even if you want to listen, that's why I never feel bad when people say, oh, I've waited an hour and a half. Well, I'm hoping they're listening because it all helps. So it's like you'll help the next person that was listening and have the same gift that you do. So please call us back and let us know how you rock those angel cards,
girlfriend. I will. Thank you guys for telling me what
pleasure
to get.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Have a good
day. We just love that. And all gifts are important. All gifts are so into the light, especially if you're calling our show, because we love light workers, and it seems like we rock with them. They rock with us. New, old, medium. Big gifts, little gifts, we love them all. Everybody has gifts. It's whether you're ready to open them up. Don't you think so, Susan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's free choice. I mean, we come in with all kinds of gifts, and it's like you just make the choice of, like, I'm going to go full tilt on this and use this for service, or I'm just going to quietly use this and just for myself and my friends and family, whichever. It's powerful, and it makes a difference.
Well, listen, Susan, I've got to ask you, girlfriend, we have one caller that's been waiting. I want to take this caller, but we only have 10 minutes. I know we might go 10 minutes over. So what I'm going to ask is that we're going to talk to this caller, but we're going to make it kind of, unless spirit comes to me, I'm going to leave it to you unless they have questions. So are you for it, girlfriend?
Sure.
All right, let's go for it. 985, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Who are we speaking to? Hi. Hello, 985.
Oh, hello. I didn't hear you. Hi. Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
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 Hi. What, can we ask your name?
My name is Claudia. And I think this is the first time I've ever called in to Bonnie's show. So I've always listened to it. I enjoy it.
Oh, wow. This is your lucky day.
Yes,
we are so happy to have you, Claudia. Is there anything we can help you with? Because you are going to be the lucky caller. You're the last caller of the day, and we'll give you whatever you need to take those tools with you today. So what would you like? Would you like us to answer questions, or would you like your Akashic record open?
Yes, yes, yes. Open that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, girl.
Open that thing. Okay. Claudia, the first thing I want to ask you is how old you are.
Oh, I'm 63.
Okay. So you are coming into the kind of the final stretch of Cryon Return, the biggest soul window that there is. And if you've been listening, you understand that it's a redo, reset. What's that?
I said, well, of course you've been listening.
Of course. Thank you. And so,
of course.
And you've been in this particular window, I would say, well, let's see. You probably about maybe 49 is when it first started for you, I don't know whether the health issues started coming up for you, family situations started coming up for you, but you've been in it probably maybe about 12, 13 years now, and you're just about at the end of that particular soul window. So whatever it is that you've addressed, needed to address, or that you wanted to change, or that you wanted to do a redo of or whatever, you put your energy into it, and it's kind of like a done deal, okay? The next thing that I want to ask you is about career, what you've done in the past, what you're doing now, et cetera?
Well, what I'm doing now, I don't know if I want to call it a career, but I also give psychic readings.
Claudia, we love you, girlfriend.
Okay, how long have you been doing that?
Oh, I've been doing it for a long time. You know, the thing about it is that everything you said from 49 up until now is on the money. I mean, unbelievable. It was like at 49, there was so many things going on with family, friends, and now I feel like that door's closing and something else is opening up, and I feel what is empowered. And years ago, I get all this cosmic information. I don't know where it comes from. I've been getting that since I've been a little girl. And I resonate with so much of that kind of, energy. Indigo energy, angelic energy, and things like that. So.
Cool. And what other kind of career have you had?
Well, you know, I've been a mom. I've had children. I didn't really have a career. I think I had aspirations to have one. I was
kind
married.
Kind of like you were a homemaker?
I was a homemaker for a long time. But I wanted to be a professor. I always wanted to be up there and be a professor and teach things to people and, you know, let them know about life, you know, philosophy, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But never happens.
But okay. Well, you know, we all choose a particular form of level of teaching that we choose to be, and you definitely have the imprint of a teacher. Your gifts, what you consider your gifts?
My gift?
Mm-hmm.
I think I have the gift of insight and foresight. I see things.
Oh, I love that.
When I was in my early 20s, I predicted a few things that are now happening, and I've had very deep prophetic dreams that have come to pass. And the most frightening one I had was in the 80s. Do you remember when the spacecraft? We had the spacecraft that. Well, I had a vision weeks before that of the space shuttle crashing, and I said, oh, my God, I hope that never happens.
Wow. Well,
you're on a global level. Your dream, my daughter's the same. You have those prophetic dreams on a global level, not really on a personal level, it seems like to me. I mean, that's what they're telling me. It's more like a universal global level versus personally.
And I've had OB since I've been a little girl, out of body experiences, but I haven't had them lately. As I started to get older, I didn't have as many, but I remember having so many out-of-body experiences, and I was wondering, well, where am I going? Where am I going? You know. And
did you come
like
to
never,
my house?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, your energy changed, and the energy on Earth changed too. So that's why you're not really doing any out of body anymore. And what you like the most about yourself?
What do I like the most about myself? What I like about myself is my creativity. I like being creative, and I have. I don't know where it comes from, but I'm very creative with words, and I enjoy doing that. For me, it's a form of giving to people, and I do it freely. So I love, you know, writing things for people.
Okay.
And I give my psychic gifts. I give for free. I don't charge people. If people want to know something, I help them through, you know, whatever kinds of navigation they need. So
mm-hmm.
I enjoy that. I enjoy
okay.
having a gift and giving that gift. I love
okay.
it.
You need to go into chat. You know what, Claudia? You need to go into chat because they all appreciate that. Even though they're medium
yeah.
psychics and clairvoyants, go into chat because there's plenty of people that have questions and they can't get on, and we love that.
Oh.
So please go into chat.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely.
I'm not near my computer right at this moment. I'm sort of outside. I went outside.
Yeah, just you can do it anytime. We're on 4 days a week, 1 to 3, any chat. Want to get into? We have great chatters. You can always answer questions.
They
have
lots of interesting, conversations going on in chat all the time. So okay.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing that that I see in terms of your Akashic records opening up in your journal is the tools that come up is it shows a pad and a pencil. Okay. Like a legal pad, and then a pencil. Okay, not a pen, but a pencil. A pencil that is erasable. All right, and the foundation that they're showing me in terms of what you're building this life on is this like fabulous feather bed. Okay, it's like I wish I had one like it. It's just beautiful. It's like this feather bed with all these wonderful, you know, pillows and everything, just really comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to interpret this as is that, first of all, your foundation is this is a rest and hold period for you. This is a rest and hold life for you, okay? You've done your duty, okay, for several lifetimes. All right, being teacher, guide, you were scribe, you were prophet, a gift of prophecy, and that's what you were meant to do is that to be a teacher of new ways in lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And this one
Susan, I don't want to stop anybody, but I want to tell everybody we have 90 seconds, more like 60. So what's going to happen is we're going to go into overtime, which means that we're not going to go off the air. So if anybody stays, this is the last caller, but we won't hang up on you, Claudia. So when it says Blog Talk Radio and goodbye, it'll go into, and it will tape it for you so that you can go into the archives. But I want to thank everybody, thank all of our callers and listeners. Thank our chatters. We love you. Come back tomorrow. We will be here 1 to 3. Please stay on if you want to hear Claudia, because we are going to stay on until the end of Claudia. Or not the end of her, because she's going to last a lot longer, but the end of her reading. So, everyone, we love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. So, continue, Susan.
Yes,
we're going to be off
tomorrow.
The air. Okay.
I love you. energy. Oh, what energy. Man, what great energy. It's so nice to connect.
Yeah, we have a good time. So anyway, what we were going back to is that you've done a lot of lifetimes where there was you paid your dues. I mean, it's like, you know, you did your teaching, you were scribe, you were prophet, and in this lifetime, and I think one other lifetime too, maybe before, is that this is about you kind of taking it easy. But the interesting thing about it is that you didn't leave your gifts behind. It's like a lot of times when very gifted light workers, when they take a vacation, I mean, they take a vacation. I mean, they go to the Bahamas and totally forget that they ever even had the gift. And it's like, and they, you know, they're like, you know, hey, this is a great life. You know, what are you talking about, gifts? I don't hear anything. I hear nothing. I see nothing. I speak
nothing.
You know?
I eat nothing and I do nothing. I get it.
Yes, yes. But you didn't do that this time. It's like you're not in a strong form of teaching mode, but yet you are. It's like you just like to share your gifts with it. No strings attached. You don't have any governments that you have to advise. You don't have any emperors or being, you know, the keeper of the scrolls or anything like that. You just want to share your gifts with people at, you know, just for fun, and that's what you're doing this lifetime. But also you have children?
Yes.
Okay. You have passed your gifts on to one of your children. Is it a girl?
I have three girls. Probably one of my daughters. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe the middle child. How old are your children?
Oh my God. Let's see. Daughter is one is 42. The other is 40, and the other one is going to be 39 next month. May.
Okay. Well, it's either the one that's 39 or 40, either the youngest or the middle.
I think it's a 39-year-old. She's gifted.
Which one?
She doesn't realize how gifted she is. The 39-year-old, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And it's like when she starts moving more towards the 50, she's going to discover that she has some major gifts. Now, having said all of that, okay, does she have children?
No.
Okay. No children? Okay. Does your next one have children?
Only my son. My son.
Only your son.
He's
40. Yeah, because it's interesting because I see this gift being passed on to your onto one of your children, your daughter, and she's basically going to do kind of the same thing that you're doing. Not really, I mean, use it, you know, and help people and think it's great. But it's your grandchild that it's going to come on full force and point to make a difference in the world. Okay? It's
I have
like
a grandchild.
You what?
Have a grandchild.
And very gifted. And it's going to be through the foresight of, and I know this sounds I don't know how to say this. It's almost like you know how they say idiot savants, okay? And I'm not calling your grandchild an idiot, okay? But it's like that they have this amazing ability right from the moment that they're born. And it's like, and it's just a, you know, it's just a gift that just keeps on expanding. And what their psychic abilities come through is either through art or the ability, some uncanny ability in sports or, it's just an amazing gift right from the time when they're young. And this is the imprint that you have passed along.
Yeah, and can
Greg?
I talk?
Yes.
Can I talk yet?
Yes.
I'm so happy. Oh, my God, my tongue is, like, wagging here. Okay, well, I just have to tell you, Claudia, because it's so cool to talk to you, and we're so happy that you called, and we're so happy that you've allowed us to open your, you know, Akashic Records. But what I see is so cool that I have to tell you, because I wasn't going to, like, try to find anything because I know we're out of time. But the thing is, what they're showing me is that you, the reason you like language so much is that you were involved in the linguistics of language from the very beginning, that you were the forerunner of our language, and you helped develop our language. And that's why you love the written word so much, that you actually keep coming back to better and better and better that language. And whether you've been a scribe, like Susan said, scribes, and you were all this, it was to better the creation of what you started in the beginning. I see hieroglyphics and I see language. So I think that's so cool.
Yes.
It really.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to ask one of you, what is my association with India? I have a friend. He's a young friend. He's from India, but I feel a real strong connection with this person, and I don't know why. It just, I don't know why we've gravitated towards one another here, but I feel a very strong connection with India, northern India.
Well, definitely soul family, and this is where I see you, that you are like a scribe to emperor, you know, like that you're like the holy man or holy person, you know, to the Maharaja or something like that. And that's the strong,
whatever they are.
Yeah, the strong Indian pull that you feel. Soul family.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's part of a soul family. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely. We have big soul families, yeah.
Yeah. But I feel a connection with him. Very drawn to him in many ways, almost as if there had been a past life with this person.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what a soul family comes back and does. They are from past lives. We all come down here to help each other, and I feel that pull too, you know, because I can feel how much you're pulled. And it's not just I don't want to say this, so at least there, you don't have a whole lot of people listening, although you can. You feel a real connection, and it just isn't plainly. You have a connection and an admiration for him and an affection for him and a desire for him. And all of it, And I see it, I feel it, I know it. So do you. And how does he feel?
I guess he does the same, but, you know, there's such an age difference, I wouldn't even consider it. But, sure, you know, there's a real gap there in age, you know, so.
Yeah, but you're going to teach him what I'm hearing. It's really an attraction. I think the last time you were here with him, and Susan, you can pick this up, is that he was a lot older than you.
Oh, he was older than me. So now it's reversed.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful. Oh my God, he is unbelievable. Yeah. He is quite a human being. Yeah, he disappears a lot. I don't know if he goes off to the mountains, he's a monk or whatever he does, but he disappears a lot. So.
You're in
connections we feel.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hope we've helped you, Claudia. I mean, I love that you're with us. I love that you feel all the light that we all do. And, oh, my goodness, you're just fabulous.
Yeah, and I just wanted to talk about the chakra.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, I was sitting outside on my patio, and I was just getting some, you know, sunshine. I like to get the sunshine every once in a while. I feel so good when that happens. And then I was just, you know, enjoying the weather. It was beautiful spring day. And all of a sudden, this tingling feeling went from my root chakra all the way up to my head. And I just said, wow, what was that? It was like the sun on my back. And it just went right up my spine to my head. And I felt good. I said, oh, wow, I've never had that feeling before.
Yeah, they call that a kundalini rush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Attuned. You're attuned. So I think that's so cool. I mean, it's really cool. And I
don't do anything extra to, you know, get in touch with all of these things. You know, I don't do meditation. I think sometimes we meditate without even realizing it. You know, we go into
Goodness, sister, you're singing my tune. You're singing my tune because I don't do meditation unless I'm really like exercising. So you can meditate by gardening, you know. So I agree with you.
Yeah. And I also feel connection not only with the world, but I mean, I've always felt a connection outside of this place. It feels like I get a lot of information from other parts of this
universe.
Whole thing.
Let it be natural. It just comes to you effortlessly. It's not anything you have to work at at all, because it's all familiar to you.
Yes. And I get a lot of scientific information, and I'm not a scientist, but I get a lot of scientific information, and then I'll be on the web and I'll be looking at some of these things that they discover, you know, NASA and some of these other universities that post things on the web, and I'll say, oh my God, I thought about that a while ago. I can't believe that. You know, I was thinking about how universes leak into one another, and about a month ago I was on the web and this post comes on and it said MIT, some graduate students at MIT and researchers at MIT came up with this mathematical solution that proves that if there are that there are parallel universes and that they link to other universes. I already had that answer. So I don't know where that comes from. I don't know why I have that knowledge, where it comes from, but I enjoy having it. But it gets frustrating when you try to tell people these things. They look at you like, okay, you know, where's that all coming from? So I keep a lot of it to myself.
Claudia, you don't have to. I love that stuff. Get into, again, our chat. Call us up. This is the perfect venue for you. Because you know what? I've got to tell you also that I never cared what people thought. And it's your the soul window that you're in, you shouldn't care. Really, it's more what you get and glean from the world here. Because you've been other things, and you've been in other universes, and you're getting cosmic energy information and prophetic dreams. It's a cool thing, and nobody else has to judge you because they can't.
Well, I thank both of you for being available here on I love Blog Talk Radio. And just being available and having a forum and a place for me to, open up. I love it. It's non-judgmental, and I love it. It's a great place to be and connect with like souls, like spirits.
Oh, yes. And thank you for sharing all your information with
us.
It was wonderful.
Claudia, was wonderful.
Call us back.
I will.
Call us
I
back.
Will. Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Bye, Claudia. Thank
you. Bye-bye. Okay, Susan, I'm just ending the show. Goodbye, Kelly. I know you're still on. And anybody listening, I know you're on, Leslie. So we are ending this episode. Thank you.
Bye-bye.